It's 29 more exemptions than should have been granted, and it's the second highest number of exempted gallons that EPA has ever done. And what these exemptions do is, you know, EPA comes out and sets the renewable fuel standard, and then they come later and give these exemptions. It effectively erodes or undermines those volumetric requirements. So it's taking demand away. It's taking gallons away. Fortunately, I get the silver lining in yesterday's announcement is EPA said that they are going to restore 100% of that lost volume. And basically, they're going to shift those volume obligations from the small refineries that got these exemptions to the larger refiners. At the end of the day, all we care about is that the volumes that were published and were finalized are strictly enforced. And so if that requires reallocation, so be it. But we don't have a final rule from EPA yet on the reallocation. It's not a done deal quite yet, but we're encouraged by what EPA did yesterday as far as the reallocation goes.